About 2 or 3 years ago, an extraordinary series aired on public radio, which put a human face to a statistic from the Department of Justice that a third of Native American women have experienced a completed or an attempted rape in their lifetimes. And according to a recent report, many of the primary health care providers on reservations, Indian Health Service clinics, do not carry Plan B. That's the emergency day after contraception, often used and prescribed in cases of rape or attempted rape. Sharon Asatoya is executive director of the Native American Women's Health Education Resource Center, a co-author of the report. Sharon, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
I mean, not only is there an extraordinary need here in the Native American reservation community, but the sort of medical help that's necessary for this vulnerable community is not being provided. What's possibly the rationale here?
Well, Indian Health Service has a long history of not having standardized policies, and we've worked very hard to get standardized sexual assault policies and protocols within the Indian Health Service emergency room so that there's a level of care that women can expect when they enter into an emergency room after a rape or sexual assault. Why it's not consistent, it's very difficult to say. There's a lack of oversight of Indian Health Service, and we feel that, you know, it's one of the main reasons why there's such lack of consistency.
Part of this is a design question in the sense that the Indian Health Service hasn't really crafted the availability of any of its services to where the people actually are, and you find that people are located in areas that are far, far from the medical needs that they would presumably have to get to in a hurry, and that's just not possible. How does that change?
Well, what we're looking at is trying to upgrade the services so that women can get the kind of care that is absolutely necessary, especially after a sexual assault. And we're looking at trying to make Plan B, emergency contraceptive, accessible on demand as an over-the-counter or an OTC, which is not happening within the Indian Health Service. And it's happening everywhere else in a mainstream pharmacy. A woman can access it by showing her identification that she's 17 years or older. You cannot do that at Indian Health Service. You have to go into the waiting room. You have to wait. You have to see a healthcare provider. Then they have to decide whether or not you're going to receive it, then send that order to the pharmacy. And that can be an all-day affair. And a lot of Indian Health Service emergency rooms are closed over the weekend. So if you've had unprotected sex or were sexually assaulted on Friday, and you go into the clinic on Monday and you have to sit there all day, wait to see a healthcare provider, then have that person decide if they're going to send that order to approve your request and then send the order to the pharmacy, you may not get that prescription filled until the following day. And your window of opportunity for the effectiveness of emergency contraceptive or Plan B, runs a real thin window of opportunity. It's almost gone. So the effectiveness diminishes with time.
An inflexible system and a bureaucratic face for women who are vulnerable in the Native American community. A third of Native American women have experienced or completed or attempted rape in their lifetimes, yet they do not have access to Plan B, the emergency day after contraception. Sharon Asatoya, executive director of Native American Women's Health Education Resource Center, on the line from Yankton Sioux Reservation in Lake Andes, South Dakota. Thanks so much.
You're very welcome.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing.
Or politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.